Test 63, Section 3, Question 23. So here, we're looking for a principle that would strengthen the argument. So here we want something that's going to make it better. And it says, it's less difficult to live an enjoyable life if one's able to make lifestyle choices that accord with one's personal belief, and then see those choices accepted by others. So it's easier to be happy or have an enjoyable life if you can make your choices the way you want and have people accept those. It is possible for friends for people to find this acceptance by choosing friends and associates who share many of their personal beliefs. So one of the ways to do that is find friends who share your beliefs. So that's kind of what we can do. Thus, no one should be denied the freedom to choose the people with whom he or she will associate. So no one should be denied the freedom to pick their friends, essentially. So the conclusion is about no one should be denied this right or the freedom to choose their friends. And the evidence is just that if people can choose their friends, they're more likely to be able to have an enjoyable life. So we need something that's going to say everyone should have the freedom to do things that help them lead an enjoyable life. And again, we try to create an if-then with the evidence in the if, conclusion in the then, which says, if a freedom would help you live an enjoyable life, then everybody should enjoy it. Okay, so no one should be denied the freedom to make lifestyle choices that accord with his or her personal beliefs. That's about making lifestyle choices. It's not about choosing your friends. So it's a little different. One should associate with at least some people who share many of one's personal beliefs. It's not about what people should or shouldn't do. It's whether we should have the freedom or whether we should be denied the freedom. If having given freedom could make it less difficult for someone to have an enjoyable life, then no one should be denied that freedom. That's perfect. That's exactly what we said we wanted in the if-then. We said if something is going to make it easier to live an enjoyable life, then no one should be denied the freedom. It's got the right conclusion. Don't deny the freedom, the right evidence. It will relate to an enjoyable life. So then no one whose enjoyment of life, so C is what we really like. But D, no one whose enjoyment of life depends, at least in part, on friends and associates who share the same personal beliefs should be deliberately prevented from having such friends and associates. The thing here is that's about individual people who feel that way. And it's about should be prevented from having such friends. It's not that we want to say you shouldn't be prevented from having friends. It's that you shouldn't be denied the freedom to choose the people with whom you associate. And so that's why D is not quite right. Also, it just talks about no one person whose enjoyment depends on that. And the conclusion isn't just about the people whose freedom or whose enjoyment depends on it. It's everyone. It's saying no one should be denied the freedom. One may choose for oneself the people with whom one will associate, if doing so could make it easier. So that's saying one can do it, but we need to say whether or not one should or should not be denied that freedom. And therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best one.